start for Navi to get in there. Everything has been back to back. Every one of the starts in some situation. What makes this part of the schedule a good opportunity to get him in?
Well, his last game was in Buffalo last week. We're trying to keep him, get him in the net, you know, once every 10 days, once every 2 weeks at the latest. So it's good timing. He had a good game last game. We want to keep him sharp. We're going on a 5-game road trip with 2 back-to-backs, so it's important that we give him a game before we hit that stretch. And it's a good time now to give Bishop a bit of a rest as well. So the timing is good.
Does a team play different in the second half of a back-to-back game? Like the team in front of a goaltender?
No, I don't think it's so much that. You're not intentionally trying to play different. If you're playing a team that is sitting there waiting for you and they're fresher and they have a little more jump on you, it's more than them than ourselves. We don't try to change anything. We try to play the same way, the right way, every game and be consistent at it. So regardless of it's back-to-back or 4-6, there's only one way to play, man. That's the right way, and we try to be we try to do that regardless who's in the net, regardless of the situation.
I know it's hard not to play your number one goalie, especially when he's playing well. Do you have a number of games in your head you're comfortable with him playing this season?
If you look around the league, most Bish is at the high end of games started for the number one goalies. And so, you know, is there a specific number? No, but if you worked off 60-22 and give or take a couple either way, depending on the situation, that's what you're trying to get, which means, you know, Navi's got to play, get in there once every 4 or 5 games, and that's what we're trying to do.
How important was tonight, just getting a win with the road trip coming up and 2 losses leading into this one, is how important would it be momentum-wise?
Well, that's just, you know, that's, yeah. Almost answered that right there. It is an important game for us. We had 2 different games and 2 different losses. We didn't give up a whole lot of chances against Columbus. We only gave up 6 or 7 scoring chances. They capitalized on the few that they had, but we didn't sustain a lot of offensive pressure on them either. Now, against Washington the other night, we were way too loose. We gave up far too many scoring chances, so we have to tighten that up. And we created a lot of chances. Right, we did. We created 16, 17 scoring chances ourselves. So we all believe that the offense will take care of itself here, and we just have to cut down on those chances against, get more against like we played against Columbus defensively, and the same way we played against Washington offensively. And good offense from defense, man, that's what it is. And we've got enough speed and skill in that room to take care of things, but the mentality has to be, and it goes back to playing the right way. You get your offense from playing good team defense.